Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is also the co-creator of the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, if you've got any type of an online business, I don't care if you're an author, if you're a marketer, whatever it might be, a speaker, you name it, you need the 6-minute webinar to be able to get your message across to your ideal client. And I've got to give a lot of credit and a shout out to Dandy Don McGrath and Mr. Bill Heinrich because they created the 6-minute webinar. Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, my man, and tell them a little bit about the 6-minute webinar, sir.
Well, it is. It's actually pretty interesting the way it's all happened. But the 6-minute webinar is just a simple, easy, simple, quick, effective way to speak to your perfect client or customer with a powerful call to action. The call to action is a request to have them do something, maybe set up an appointment with you. You may be offering a product. It could be anything. But the results with it, we started out 6 months ago with it. We're going through proof of concept. We're going to do our launch. June 5th is the official launch date for the 6-minute webinar. And in the, we do a boot camp once a month, and we did one again last Saturday. And every boot camp we do, the people are just, they're overwhelmed with clarity to the point that they're just stunned. They're stunned about the clarity that they get and how to speak about their business. And it's quite an experience, isn't it, Jim?
It really is. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say, when you have a bunch of people on a 3-hour webinar with no bio breaks and nobody leaves, what does that tell you? Don McGrath created an application called ScriptPal. It's got 12 different sections to it. It's got about 40 questions. You simply answer each question with a small bullet comment. You hit submit, and your 6-minute webinar is automatically created, and it's delivered directly to your inbox on a Google document. And then all you do is record it and put your slides in there, and game over. And how long would it normally take an average person to create a 6-minute webinar from scratch, Mr. Bill?
How long does it take to read one or to create one?
To read one takes less than six minutes or less. I know that. But
6 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to be less than 800 words. And in that 800-word composition, Jim, there's 12 critical sections that are required to have a powerful call to action. Mm-hmm. It's a very scientific process. I mean, I did my first one from scratch. Don had done one. Mm-hmm. I did my first one from scratch, a blank piece of paper to recorded and online, posted on social media and YouTube and some other places in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's right. So, and you didn't have no script pal either.
I had no script pal. That was written out by hand, literally, right? Mm-hmm. You know, now with script pal, it's, of course, I'm very familiar with it. We have done for you where we actually do them for people. I'm doing one right now for a gentleman that's one of the top sellers on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And we can flip those scripts around very quickly. With him, and he had the same experience that Aaron had over at 360 TV. And these are big businesses. You know, this gentleman's a top 200 seller on Amazon. Imagine that.
Yeah.
He was just blown away at the clarity.
And one thing that I can also say about the 6-minute webinar, imagine those people sitting there for 3 hours and no one says, well, thank you very much. This was interesting, but this was not from me. There are about 40% of the people, the attendees, who want more, and they sign up for more offers from the 6-minute webinar and more training and whatnot. That's just how powerful it is. My goodness gracious, a 40% of the people, goodness.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's great, actually. I mean, you know, the reason we did it is to help other people get clarity, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We help them get clarity so that they can help others. They can help more people. They can expand their reach. The more you niche down your business, the more clearly you speak your message, the more powerful your message is.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct on that, because all of us like to talk too much and tell too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we bore people to death. They lose interest because we're telling them what we want to talk about rather than what they want to hear. And that's what the 6-minute webinar bridges that gap for you folks. So if you've been struggling out there and you've been spinning your wheels in the mud trying to get going to get people to, do business with you, you need the 6-minute webinar. And today we've got a wonderful young lady on as our guest, Dr. Karen Perkins. Oh, my goodness, Bill. Our history with Dr. Karen Perkins goes back many years. She's a great friend of ours. And, I'm going to let you brag on her a little bit and then welcome her to the show, sir.
Well, there's too much to say about Dr. Karen Perkins, but we do. We go way back knowing Karen, and it's been fun to see all the different paths that we've been on. Mm-hmm. But, Karen, welcome to the show. And I know that you've been doing a lot of corporate work over the years. What are you up to now?
I'm about 5'2" and
I knew that was
sarcastic.
Coming.
Yeah, Jim's like, I'm surprised she didn't say the weight. I want to go back to the 6-minute webinar. I want to tell everybody I was part of the original beta. Mm-hmm. And unlike Bill, it took me more than 2 hours. It took me that long to realize that my business was not what I thought my business was. So when he talks about the clarity, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And I thought I was as clear as glass, but I ended up being as clear as a brick wall. So honestly, the 6-minute webinar is one of the most phenomenal things that has been invented for anyone who's trying to get a message out there. So I want to thank you guys for putting that together and making it so easy and so convenient for all of us, because we all need something easy and convenient like that, because let's be honest, life is not always convenient and not always easy.
Exactly. And you know what's amazing too? It's so affordable, because the last webinar we put on for 3 hours, now picture this, you get 3 hours hands-on filling out your own, script file for your 6-minute webinar. And for those 3 hours worth of training, and you get wind up with your own 6-minute webinar, $99. You're not going to find a deal like that with that much value anywhere else on planet Earth. You may try the moon or Saturn or somewhere like that, but that's about it.
Well, that's you and a significant other and two friends for dinner. And then that food is like, goes to waste and then other places. And, it doesn't stick with you forever unless you're me. But that being said, $99 is so cheap. That is amazing. I didn't realize it was that inexpensive. I didn't realize what you were charging for it now. I need to go back and do it again. So now that I know, I can just jump in and say, here's my $99 and let's run with it. And, you guys really have been beneficial in my life. And I, way back from when we first interviewed to Bill, I think actually, Bill, you sold me my third package with the company that you were doing some sales with. And it's funny, because by the time you get to the third one, you think the people are just done and understand what they want. You walked me through, here are the pros, here are the cons. Is this really good for you? Is it not good for you? And you were so honest and authentic. And, it really changed the path in my life. And I want to thank you for that. And Jim, talk about honest and authentic. I mean, I interviewed you, I think it was 6.5 years ago is when I was looking up. I interviewed you for a a spot because you are a VIP. Mm-hmm. And it was the most fun interview I think I have ever had.
Well,
and
I
have felt like you were just my best friend and mentor from that day forward. So
thank you.
I just want you to know I love you guys.
Well, thank you so much. And Mr. Bill, you may not know this. And ladies and gentlemen, we started this radio show on April the 5th, 2019. It's one day a week on Friday for 1 hour. On our 9th episode, we're talking week number 9 that we're on the radio, we interviewed Dr. Karen Perkins. And then about June or July last year, maybe August, somewhere in there, she contacted me and said, "Hey, my sister told me in Utah she heard me on the radio." And Dr. Karen Perkins, I'm going to let you pick it up right there and share the shocking news that shocked me amazingly.
Well, I laughed, you know, because I don't even remember what I was doing, but I wasn't on a radio show at the time. But I'm sitting at home doing something, and my sister texts me and says, "Are you on a radio show right now?" And I wrote back and said, "No." And she says, "Yes, you are. Yes, you are. They said your name, and they said this guy's name, Jim Grant, and there's some Don guy, and they're asking you questions." And I went, "What?" She says, "Yeah, KSL's got you on." Now, KSL is the news radio show of all of Utah. I mean, there's a lot of stations, but it's like the station. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Yeah, KSL is playing you right now." And she was so excited. And I went, "Really?" So I contact you and I said, "So what's the deal with this KSL thing?" And he went, "What?" So KSL had gone out looking for great material and they ran across your show, which is a great show, and said, "Hey, we're going to, like, you know, kife this." So they kifed it.
Yeah, because she called me or texted me and says, "You know, what's up with KSL?" And I'm going, like, "Who's KSL? I never heard of him." We got about 30 seconds left before we go to commercial break. But that just blew me away, Bill. Can you imagine that? Our 9th episode? Goodness.
Yeah, well, Dr. Karen always brings good content.
Mm-hmm.
She's so well. Hey, how am I trying to say it? You cover so many different areas with the work that you've done. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, honorary host here on Toginet Radio, is with us today. He's also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And Mr. Bill has a free ebook for you right now. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You go to myfreebook.me. Three words, myfreebook.m as in Mike, E as in Echo. And that thing will be delivered just to your email inbox in about 10 seconds or less, because Bill's real quick on sending those things out. It amazes me. And you're also the author of The 7 Levels of Truth, my man. I'd like you to share with them about that book, please, if you would.
Well, it's a book I wrote from the story of my transformation, personal transformation, the things that I've learned that have made such a huge difference in life. Mm. And this is not a normal, it's not the normal stuff you usually hear. We have so many resources available to us that people aren't aware of. Oh. And when you start really understanding how life really works, you get to make your own choices, and it creates a much more powerful life. So the name of the book is The 7 Levels of Truth, and it's available on Amazon. 7 Levels of Truth by Bill Heinrich. It'll change your life.
It really will. And Bill gave me an autographed copy. He wrote a little note and signed it. He handed it to me when we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and he says, "Jim, I just have one apology to say to you." And I said, "What's that?" He says, "It doesn't have too many pictures, so you got to read." Okay, I can do that. But we're joined today by a wonderful lady. She brings a lot to the party on all fronts. As we were getting ready to go to break, we talked about how on the 9th episode, she was on the show with me and Dandy Don McGrath. And that episode got picked up by a Utah radio station, KSL. And we had no idea, neither one of us did. And it's all because of the quality shows that our guests put on. And Dr. Karen Perkins, I tell you what, she is so well-rounded in who she is and how she can be a good servant. And she's got a heart that's just full of love for mankind. And that is the why that show got picked up by KSL. And Dr. Karen Perkins, my goodness gracious, you're a great friend of me and Mr. Bill. All three of us have seen each other expand down the pathway of life. And that is so important, isn't it?
It is so, so, so important. And it's something that all of us need to really become aware of, is it doesn't matter where we are, life will change. Mm-hmm. And let's choose the way it's going to change, and let's expand our horizons and let's just be totally immersed in the positive things that we want to have as part of our life.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. I was talking to a guy Monday or Tuesday, and he was talking about every time he watches the news, he gets upset. And I said, "Well, why don't you just turn it off? I mean, that's a choice, you know."
Well, one of my best bosses, I have like 8,000 of them. One of my greatest bosses and mentors taught me many lessons, but two of the great lessons he taught me. One was stop watching the news. He says, all it does is upset you. Mm-hmm. It's sensationalized, and they sell by being negative and making things look more horrific than they are. He says, stop watching the news. Trust me, the world's coming to an end. Somebody will stop and tell you. And better yet, you may not want to know. The other thing he had was his daily affirmations. And one of his affirmations, though, may not be completely grammatically correct, has impacted me my whole life. Mm. And that daily affirmation is, I repel all negativeness of my own and of others. I repel all negativeness of my own and of others. Now, he was a broker for a real estate company. He owned the office. And you want to talk about negative people going into an office. In the time that I was with him, I never once saw a hostile person come out, though I saw many, many, many hostile people go in. Mm. You know, within moments, people were calm without him saying or doing anything. Because he, you know, and Bill knows this, you change your thoughts, you change your life. Mm. And his thoughts were, I repel all negativeness of my own and of others. And people felt that, and they just calmed right down, and the negativeness went away.
Mm. That's amazing. I got to give a shout out to Mr. Bill Heinrich, because Bill has taught me some things in life. And one of the things that he taught me is that it doesn't matter what position you're in life, what's going on in your life right now, you're in the perfect place for you. You get out of the physical, get out of your head, get into your heart, love yourself first, then you can love others. And guess what happens, ladies and gentlemen? All of the barriers that's been keeping you confined just seem to drift away. And that's exactly how we got on E360 TV. We started out with the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support, the original title, back in March of 2020, when everybody was on lockdown and everybody was, you know, scared of the virus. Everybody was to some degree. We were all worried we had enough toilet paper. Whoever the Einstein was, it figured we didn't have a toilet paper shortage. But my point being, we started out just a call for speakers, and we just had them share their individual messages of inspiration and hope, because it was a win-win situation for them and for us, because it helped them during their hour of need and it helped others. We went through about 300 speakers, and then, folks, we got invited to join the E360 TV live streaming TV show. Their channel that goes to 8 branded channels all around the world, Roku, Amazon Fire, you know, Android, you name it. I mean, we're just all over the place. And that's proof in the pudding for me that when you're doing the right thing and you're coming from the heart, you know, things will come to you, because now you've tapped into the vibration of the universe and there is no holding you back. And Mr. Bill can explain that so much better than I can. That's at the second grade level that I use. And Mr. Bill, share a little bit about that, because that's so important for people to, you know, be able to love themselves and break down those barriers.
Well, I'll give it in the simplest form. Everything in the universe is energy. Mm-hmm. Everything in the universe is just a vibration. Mm-hmm. That being the case, and we know that like attracts like, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that being the case, if you're putting out bad energy, negative energy, if you're creating, you know, speaking ill, whatever it may be, that's what you're going to attract into your life. But if you focus on putting out good energy and you don't get caught up in reaction and feel like you have to run the world, you can attract in what you want. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah. It just shows up, doesn't it, Jim?
It really does. And be also, too, very important, always associate yourself with like-minded people that have the same type of heart that you have. And we had a lady on the TV show, Dr. Ruth Charles, and she says, make sure you invest in others more. You do it first, but you invest in others more than you're willing to withdraw. And, you know, Dr. Karen, I thought that was just absolutely brilliant. A simple, clear way of looking how we're to love others and treat others.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, going back to what Bill said with surrounding yourself with great people, mm-hmm. you know, many people have heard the crabs in the bucket analogy. And if not, then that's going to be, you know, for another show. But, you know, the crabs in the bucket, the crabs are going to pull you back down. And another one of my great mentors taught me that she said this, and it was like, what? She says, you cannot hang out with the trash and not smell like garbage.
There you go. There you go.
And, like you know, and it was like, what? And she's like, choose your friends wisely. And, you know, if your worst friend, if you're only as good as your worst friend, if your worst friend is a thief and something happens, people either assume you're a thief or at least that you're tolerant of theft. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that you say, ooh, I'm better than you and I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that you choose wisely who it is you hang out with. You love everyone. Mm-hmm. You do not love their behavior.
Right.
But you choose to be in the circles and associate mm-hmm. with the people you can benefit and who can benefit you. And if you want to do things of service for others, then great, do things of service, but they're not the people you go to dinner with and that you have barbecues at your house with. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to associate with people who are going to lift you up instead of pull you down. Because people, some really hate to see you to rise because it's uncomfortable for them because they feel like, well, I should be. And it's uncomfortable for a lot of, do you know what the number one fear was? Oh gosh, I haven't seen the studies for a few years, but about 5 years ago, the number one fear, the fear of success. And the reason we're afraid of success is, you know, I may lose my friends. People may think that I think I'm better than them. I may be asked for things I'm uncomfortable giving. I may now be taken advantage of. People are going to think I'm hottie-totty. You know, there's just all of these things that come with it. Mm. And it's like, you know, set your boundaries up front and say, you know what, I'm going to succeed. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to set this much aside if people need help to help them. I'm going to set this much aside to continue to grow and benefit myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to set this much aside for whatever it is that's important to you to set it aside for. And mm-hmm. that way you can be an inspiration to the others. You can help them when they need help. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you don't have to have that fear of everybody's going to come and just take all your money away because you've made more money, or they're not going to
We're about ready to break for tunes. Here we go. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
There are more cats in U.S. households than any other pet. Most allurophiles or cat owners know that unlike dogs, taking Kitty for a ride in the car isn't any fun. I mean, you never see a cat hanging its head out the window enjoying the breeze. Today's domestic cat is descended from a small Mideastern wildcat. A group of kittens is called a kindle, and a group of adult cats is a clouder. What's the word for those dust balls composed entirely of cat hair? Fluffernuggins. Personally, I like pigs better than either cats or dogs. Dogs are subservient and look up to man. Cats are aloof and look down on man. A pig, however, will look you in the eye and see as equal.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. SIXMinuteWebinar.com. Just go to SIXMinuteWebinar.com and just play that video, and you will see what all of the excitement is about when it comes to the 6-minute webinar. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about whenever prisoners get released from prison, one of the things that they are told is do not associate with your former friends, if you want to call them friends, these hoodlums that got you into trouble and your partners in crime and all that. Because I remember growing up, when it comes to what your parents would teach you, I heard a lot about you. You are known by the company you keep. I understood it then, but I did not know that that did not have an expiration date on it. And Karen was talking about her book, and oh my goodness gracious, I'm going to let you share that with the audience if you would, Karen. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you. You know, a lot of it is who it is you hang out with, but a lot of changing friends comes down to, like I said, that fear comes down to the emotions involved in it. And one of my books is Emotional Power, but it's really the core for my Living First Class program. And I had a gentleman here, my sister gave the system to, that actually her husband did. He's his mailman. And he says, oh, this guy's going to love it. And the guy was a volunteer instructor at the prison. And he did the classes for the prisoners about to be released. Mm-hmm. And as he tells the story, he said that in the past, 86% of those prisoners released returned within 6 months. Mm. And he loved my program, but especially the book, Emotional Power, so much that he used it as his course for his training for these guys getting ready to be released. Mm. And he taught them about getting along with other people, making new friends, finding out what your core value is and building your life around it, how to deal with your emotions, regardless if they're good, bad, or indifferent. You know, acknowledging them, having them, but using them to propel yourself forward. You know, all of those things. And this group that he did this with, because he retired shortly after that, but the group he did it with still had return inmates, but it dropped down to like 32%.
Mm.
So from 86 return rate to 32%. And it's because, as Bill said, they got in control of and got aware of their emotions, their thoughts, how to build friends, how to keep good friends, how to interact with people. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, to know what it was they really wanted out of life so that they could plan their life around that and plan what, you know, when something happened, is this going to help me along my path? Mm. And if it is, great. If it's not, maybe I ought to rethink it.
Yeah, I love what Bill told me one time, I should say, and it's really helped me. I told him I was making choices. He said, no, don't make any more choices like that.
You were making decisions.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was making decisions. And Bill told me, he says, Jim, making decisions is not good for you. Would you share with them why, Mr. Bill?
Well, decision comes from the Latin root word of final. And mm-hmm. so when you're making decisions, it's they come with that you know, old stories and beliefs that they're being cast in stone, and then we protect our decisions, and it's just a choice, and you can change your choice anytime.
Yeah, that's right. I got that goofed up. Thank you.
Yeah, decisions create stress, worry, overwhelm. There really isn't much good from making a decision. Mm-hmm. Because you can change your mind, you know.
Yeah,
in my own life,
I've seen myself. I hear a little bit of an echo somewhere.
I've gone through all of the tests. It's not me. But you know, Bill had a good point that it's echoes, and you know, this is kind of a fun analogy, mm-hmm. and if you know, fun that this has happened because. What do we have echoing in our minds?
Oh,
things
yeah.
from the past, things that somebody else had happen, and it echoes back. And so we begin to think maybe it's going to happen to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell the story about fears, and fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. Mm-hmm. If it's real, it's a fact. It's not a fear, it's a fact. And so you need to know how to deal with that fact. Mm-hmm. If it's a fear, then it's, I'm afraid it might happen. I'm afraid something will. It, you know, I used to be afraid of spiders because I knew they could bite me and eat me in a single bite. And it's like, oh, come on. Realistically, I knew better. Mm-hmm. But then I worked with state parks, and I had to go out and stay at all of the state parks. And, you know, I was the director of their call center. And so to be able to, for my agents to book them, we had to go and stay at them to know more about them. Well, right. There are spiders at state parks, and we have hobo spiders at two of them, and hobo spiders can kill you. So we had to learn all about spiders, and, you know, they're wonderful creatures. They actually are very fascinating. The world's best architects, the webs they weave are fabulous. Oh, yeah. But we also learned where hobo spiders live, what to do to avoid them, and, you know, if you do come in contact with them, the steps to take. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not afraid of spiders, but there mm-hmm. really was a time where if you were to tell me I had two choices, one was to be thrown in the pit of dandy long legs that cannot hurt you, or mm-hmm. cobra snakes, I choose the snakes because I would have rather died of venom than died of fear, which... Now I just go, daddy long legs, so what? You know, feels weird to have a crawl on you, but meh.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll see a daddy long legs. He'll come into the garage and, you know, I'll just pick him up, let him crawl up on my hand and take him outside and turn him loose because, you know, they're very beneficial. And overcoming fear is really something. We're about 7 seconds, something like that, from going to commercial break. And I'd just like to say real quickly that 5 years ago, we were all worried about something to some degree. But yet, for $1 million, you couldn't tell what that fear was because it never came true. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Ever been rock climbing? I recently tried rock climbing for the first time while on vacation in Colorado. I was a total Gumby. That's slang for a newcomer to the sport. As a Gumby, I was guilty of excessive hang-dogging or holding onto the rope instead of grabbing the rocks. Rappelling, also called abseiling, is descending down the rock using the ropes. As I was climbing up, my husband hollered up to me, "Hey, there must be a word for this." Quixotickle, or a foolish, capricious person in the pursuit of ideals, came quickly to mind. When I finally got to the top, it started raining, and there I was, literally between a rock and a hard place. What's the word for the fear of high places? Bataphobia.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the6minutewebinar.com. I'm joined today by the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar, Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is an honorary host here on the Toganet radio station. And Mr. Bill, I tell you, I was shocked during the break when we found out that Dr. Karen Perkins, listen up, guys, Dr. Karen Perkins is actually a cover girl. Did you know that?
I had no idea. I need to hear more, though. I need to hear more.
That's funny. Yes, I've been on the cover of, 4 magazines in the last 6 months, a couple of them international. And I've had a lot of fun. I was named globally as one of the top, I don't remember if it was 10 or 11 women to follow in 2021, 10 rock star women. I just came out with MSP News Global with a magazine in the magazine, but on the cover with people. It was Why Love is Important in Business. And it was our, the company's Valentine issue. But I had such wonderful people with me in the magazine as the unstoppable Tracy Smith and Alka Shaman and Dr. Travis Fox and Megan Fettis and Melody Chardon, et cetera, et cetera. And, it was interesting because we need to bring more love everywhere we go. And I don't mean romantic love. I mean tolerance and kindness. I did a magazine article and cover. Oh, gosh, I think it was in December on how to create your own reality for 2021. Because, really right now, creating your own reality is where we're at. Because, Bill was talking about it earlier, people get caught up in that negative and, they wear these things that happen like a badge. I'm a COVID victim. Well, no, I happen to have had COVID and it really was ugly, but I had COVID. I'm not a COVID victim. You have people that say, well, I was abused. I'm a rape victim. Well, and I'm not putting down people who've been raped. Please do not hear that because it's a horrible, horrible thing. But now they've identified themselves as that, and everything that happens to them, it goes into that identity. And so they start to look for things that prove, your mind's a funny thing. He's talking in circles. Your mind is the most protective thing you will ever meet. Because it is bound and determined to prove what you think or say to be true. And so if you say the world sucks, everything that can show that the world sucks, your mind is out to find and to lock onto. And, it's all of these things are happening, good, bad, and indifferent around us always, but it's what you focus on expands. And when you're focusing on the toilet paper shortage, all you see are the empty shelves of toilet paper. Do you notice all the boxes of tissue? My grandson and I were laughing because we were driving to Phoenix and at a gas station, a Flying J, in fact, they have those machines with the toys in it and you put in, a dollar and they got the claw. They had 2 rolls of toilet paper in both machines with the toys. And I just laughed so hard because here these people were taking this shortage and making a joke out of it to put it back into reality. Worst case scenario, you get a washcloth and then you wash it out when you're done. So what if you don't have toilet paper? Now, I'm not again saying don't use toilet paper or anything like that because, people misquote me once in a while. It's not the end of the world, but all of a sudden everybody's like, it's the end of the world. You can't get toilet paper. Yeah. And it's like, that's a discomfort. It's an inconvenience. But is it the end of the world? And so, you know, it really comes back down to what Bill was saying. It's your choice, how you look at things. But if you say, I choose to see the good that's happening around me, I acknowledge things are happening that are not pleasant, but I choose to focus on the good, your mind is determined to look for and seek out and focus in on the good things that are happening around you. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. There are good things going on around you because you can't stop the rest of the world because you're in a place of discomfort or of pain or sorrow or anything else. The good and sorrow are always happening. It's what are you going to focus on?
Absolutely. And I read one time many years ago that whatever your mind is fixed on, or what you're thinking of, your mind will search for ways to justify why you are right.
Yeah. It's bound and determined to prove you're right.
It's like old Henry Ford, it said, you know, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing Ford said is, I don't need to know how to do it. I just need to surround myself with the people who do. And, you know, that's picking those good friends and choose wisely. Yeah. And I tell people it's selfish to not receive, and it's selfish to not to try and do everything yourself, because we've all been taught it's better to give than to receive. Okay, but if nobody's receiving, then nobody can really give. So I'm not saying just take and take and take, but you got to receive sometimes. And the other thing is, if I know how to do everything, or I try and do everything, I am denying others the opportunity to shine in their greatness. It is okay for me to have non-talents and to celebrate that I have non-talents, because I'm allowing others to shine with those talents. And then I can spend my energies and my time focusing on the talents I have and building talents that I want to have.
You know, Bill, it's amazing. One of the things that come to my mind when she was talking about when you surround yourself with like-minded people, and that really helps you, what actually gets created is a little mini mastermind. And we see that when the people are attending the webinar, the six-minute webinar, because, you know, you see people in there giving great ideas and suggestions. You're like, wow, that's really neat, huh?
Yeah, it really is. It's actually... as people start to understand the science behind speaking to your perfect customer in a language that they understand about a situation they want to resolve, it really becomes much easier to identify where people are off. And so during the course of the boot camp, which is 3 hours, the next one will be March 27th, people start picking up on that and start feeding each other. It's amazing, because it's nobody ever leaves the boot camps, do they, Jim?
No, sir, they don't. And you know, that same principle that Bill is talking about there, it is applicable across the board. That's why people attend self-help groups and people who have went through the same thing that you have went through. And the support system they get there from people opening up, it truly is the mastermind principle. And Dr. Karen Perkins, I know that you're an expert in, and you've seen so much of that during your life, haven't you?
I have. And I, you know, you were saying that, and it brought me back to one particular mastermind that I was facilitating. And it was, you know, around the first class system. And we had a gal that was invited by her significant other. And I remember her walking in and just looking at everybody there, because we had leaders in the industry. And we just had some great people there. And she just kind of looked at them all, and you could see this overwhelm of, I don't belong. And it was interesting, because when all was said and done, and she finally said it, when all was said and done, you know, she had as much, if not more, to contribute than everybody else. And it was her suggestions and ideas that these heads of corporations and other people were going, oh my gosh, you're right. And at the end of the event, she came and gave me this big old hug. And she said, I came knowing I had nothing to offer. And she says, and I leave realizing that I'm a person of value. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, if you got nothing else out of this mastermind this weekend, knowing that you now know that you have as much to offer as anyone else, and in some cases, maybe more, that's the best thing you can get out of anything.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And I tell people, you know, it's kind of like a potluck. You know, you're going to bring your special dish, whatever you prepared, and everybody's going to come together. Everybody's going to bring their special dishes, and everybody has plenty to eat. There's plenty left over, and everybody had a wonderful time. And that's what a true mastermind is all about. And Bill, we got about a minute and a half left. I want to give you a chance to pop in there and say a few things.
I just want to jump in before Bill, and then I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Also, keep in mind with the potluck, everybody brings something different. You get to pick and choose what you eat.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
Well, that's a great one to wrap up on, because I was just going to make a comment about all the different words of wisdom that Dr. Karen has given us today, Jim. We're really, really happy to have had the opportunity to get you on the show. Dr. Karen, how can people get in touch with you?
Easiest way is to actually the easiest way is to email me, go to my website. Email is Karen at drkarenperkins.com. So Karen at drkarenperkins.com, and my website is drkarenperkins.com.
How did you come up with those names?
I know. Is that just amazing?
So creative.
Oh, I mean to tell you, did you burn the midnight oil on that?
I am all into make it as easy as you can.
Oh, yeah. That's clarity right there. That is pure clarity. And ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Karen's website will be on the description of the show, as well as her email address. And we're just so grateful. And I personally want to thank you again for filling in on a short notice, because the other lady, we're going to get a reschedule. She's on an airplane right now. She was unable to be with us. But we're so glad you tuned in. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We appreciate you. Please share Dr. Karen Perkins' message with others that you know will be a blessing. And please stop by the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Play that video and you will see what we've been bragging about. We'll catch you next week. Thank you now. Bye-bye.